Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, Jericho.
Morning, June. Wonderful. You're looking wonderful this morning.
Oh, you too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Well, I've not really slept, Joan, I'll be honest with you. I've had a very difficult night.
Oh, dear.
Oh, goodness. So, poor old Cardinal rumbles on. She's been through some ups and downs, let's say, emotionally, psychologically. And last night, I'm afraid, Philip was away again. As you know, he's on business trips most of the year. I heard this crashing and banging coming from the spare room, now currently Cardinal's room. And I went in and she'd essentially trashed the whole room. She'd thrown the television on the floor. She'd ripped off the William Morris wallpaper. She'd ripped the duvet cover, which was almost new, from Next.
Oh, dear.
You know, she'd bitten the pillow and torn that open. There were feathers everywhere.
Sounds more like a rabid dog. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before. With all due respect, I do think the fact she was born with such a large head, I wonder if there wasn't something very, very wrong in there.
Well, I think that there's got to be, Joan. I mean, I've said to her countless occasions, I do think you need an MRI or, you know, certainly a brain scan of some sort. She's very against it.
Well, I know they've had some difficulty, haven't they, in trying to find a helmet suitable to
accommodate it. You know, and those sort of electrical nodes that they attach. They haven't got enough to fit over her head, which is difficult. But, you know, Mahmoud has offered to take her in and sort her out a bit. She doesn't want anything to do with Mahmoud. She says he touches her. That's nonsense. That's a fantasy.
Absolutely.
You know, goodness me, anyone would be grateful to be touched by Mahmoud, quite honestly. But no, she's not having any of it. So, you know, I've been up half the night, Joan, trying to stuff feathers back into pillows. Goodness me.
You know. And there was such a disappointment about the Next duvet cover, because I thought that was super.
Oh, no, it's a nice one. And, you know, they don't make those anymore. Anyway, how are you, Joan?
I'm actually very well, simply because there's a little bit of progress with Ralph. As you know, he came out of the coma for... well, half a day.
Yes. You ended up with a bloodied nose, didn't you, Joan?
Yes, he punched me good and proper.
Yes.
Which was not very nice.
No, and they say he didn't know what he was doing.
No, but I think he did.
Yes.
And consequently, having chatted things through with Mahmoud, we decided to put him back into a coma.
Right.
You know, an induced medical coma. It's all above board.
Oh, absolutely.
It's deeper than the one he was in before, because we felt he needed to stay under.
Well, I was going to say, if he keeps coming out of it and boxing you on the nose.
Yes, and I think that, you know, he needs a little bit more time to have a think, really, if that's what you do there. I don't know what goes on.
I'm sure there's time to think in a medically induced coma.
Yes, absolutely.
That's partly what they're for, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's my understanding. I mean, goodness, Joan, do you ever think, I mean, what on earth would we do without Mahmoud?
Oh, I mean, the man is an angel to both of us. We both know it.
He's such a strength.
He really is. I mean, I'll be frank with you, he's been sending me some rather curious texts lately.
Oh, really? What sort of things?
Well, I can't tell if they're a sexy text.
I was going to say, it was sort of sexting.
Almost. I'll show you them.
I don't know if I've misinterpreted mine. Perhaps I've not noticed that he's trying to send me a message. But no, mine are all fairly straightforward. Shall we move on to our letters?
Do let's.
Yes.
Dear June and Jericho, my son has become engaged to a girl we feel is highly unsuitable. She has very large breasts that are always on display, and I know she wears thongs, as she left one rinsing in the ensuite. I have no idea why, as they only came for lunch. But everyone disappeared halfway through, leaving me and the dog to finish dinner. I asked my husband where he'd been. He said he thought he'd heard a worrying thump upstairs, so was checking on my son Clifford and his busty fiancée. My husband looked purple when he came down, sweaty as a pig and covered in stains. I just think this woman is bad news. How can we get my son to break it off? Margaret Sadler from Harrogate.
Goodness, Margaret's got a lively imagination, hasn't she? Yes. Her husband goes upstairs to check on a bump, and there's some sort of conspiracy theory. Oh, goodness me. Oh, dear. Well, you know, let me start off by saying very well done to your son and his wonderful sounding fiance. I like the sound.
Well, here she is.
Here she. Oh my goodness, yes. Yes.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, yes.
Curvy in a sort of Kelly Brook kind of.
Oh, I mean, I think this girl's got a gorgeous pair of very, very large, very pendulous breasts.
Mm. They actually look as if they're a little bit milky.
Yes, actually, there's some drippy sort of excretions from the end of those nipples.
Is it ever possible that the breasts, just because they're so big and bouncy and bountiful like that they just produce milk? Because
yes, it can be. I mean, it's a possibility, and it's certainly medically been recorded. You do find sometimes that the sheer weight of the breasts starts to mean that they start to very slightly dissolve internally, because the fatty package. Around the centre of the breast will break down due to sheer force of weight, particularly these ladies who don't get the right bra fitted. And I bang on about this, but for goodness sake, you know, don't squeeze a double E into a B bra size. You've got to measure under the breast.
Mm. Go to Marks and Spencer's. Oh, the ladies are lovely there. You will wait a while in the cubicle, but once they come in and they all crowd around you.
Yes, they're very, very well trained. They will examine your breast for you.
They usually do. Yes. And they also request you generally to strip down to pants as well.
If that.
Yes, some women seem to find that very alarming, but yes. I think they just want to get the bigger picture.
I think they need the bigger picture. And a lot of these ladies, yes, they're, you know, the ladies that live on their own, and perhaps some of them have had husbands, but perhaps they've not.
I mean, I do think a lot of those ladies actually go in there for a bit of a thrill.
Oh, the ladies that fit the bras?
No, them as well, but the ladies that live alone who go for a bra fitting. Yes. I know there was a report of a lady who was going in every day for a bra fitting.
Well, there was a case, wasn't there? A case brought against a lady who, as Jones says, went in for a daily bra fitting, sometimes twice a day, and rang alarm bells at Marx's. She was going round the whole of the South East visiting different branches.
Absolutely, and also asking for pants to be fitted and thongs to be fitted.
Yes, and could they feel hither and thither, and were her thighs too big? Would they mind measuring round right up at the top of the thigh, etc. and so on. And then it just happened that a lady who was from the Plymouth branch was then transferred and found herself in Reading, and the same lady was coming in.
Absolutely.
And thank goodness that
ended up sitting on another lady's, one of the assistants' faces, and actually smothering her quite nastily within the cubicle.
That's it, and she almost died. It was a dreadful case, and she still can't see out of one eye, poor thing, and has a very deformed lip. As a result of being
horrible, really, really
crushed,
horrible,
crushed really by this, you know,
who is now in prison.
She's in prison, thankfully,
where she should be.
Yes, and probably crushing other convict faces as we speak. But that's not our concern, really, is it?
And probably what a lot of them want in there, because they don't have much else to do.
No, they don't, and they eat and sit on each other's faces, as far as I understand it, in prisons for the most part. But to get back to this fun household.
You don't think Margaret Sadler has any reason to think that her husband did go upstairs and have sex with him? I mean, what's going on there? Why did she leave her thong in the ensuite basin?
Well, she'll swished it through. You know, if you're sitting having a meal with your fiancé, and his toe or, you know, foot finds his way up your inner thigh and into your panties as you're having your lunch.
It's going to get quite soppy.
You're going to get a little bit moist, and you're going to have to go and pop up and give it a swish through. But, yes, so, well, all right. Let's say this vibrant imagination of Margaret's is a reality. Let's say the husband did go up, he heard a thump, he ran up the stairs.
He probably saw the Golden Globes of the busty fiancée. And I'm not talking about her boobs. I'm imagining perhaps that he saw her buttocks peeping through the crack in the door as his son Clifford was mounting her.
Or perhaps the door is open. A lot of people get a thrill from leaving a door ajar when they're making love.
Perhaps Clifford, his son, has hooked his finger in a beckoning manner, begging dad to come in.
Or perhaps the girl, perhaps both of them, have seen the sweaty shape of... sorry, I've forgotten.
Alan Sadler.
Alan Sadler, the sweaty shape of Alan Sadler in the doorway, with perhaps a promising bulge at the front of his trews. And thought, yes, why not? Bit of fun, a man of experience, albeit a porcine looking fellow, and waved him in. And why not?
What do you think would have happened when Dad went in? How he would have joined in that?
The fun.
The duo.
Yes, the duo becoming a trio. Well, there's lots of ways, aren't there, Joan? We talked about this before. There's all sorts of ways that a dad can get involved with a fun process between the son and the girlfriend, or the daughter and the boyfriend, or the daughter and the girlfriend, which a lot of dads are very keen on for obvious reasons. But I suppose in this instance, it may well be that he's stood in the door with his sweaty piggy face and with his bulging frontage, and they beckoned him in, and he's thought, all right, I'll get to it. And Margaret's downstairs with the dog, you know, so he won't come up and bump around and try and lick and get involved in the way that a lot of dogs do. It may be incidentally that the dog did come up and join them.
Well, in her longer letter, Margaret does say that the dog actually left her, which made her feel even more depressed, and the dog came down gagging, apparently. I don't know if possibly Alan Sadler tried to ejaculate into the dog's mouth. I don't know.
No, we don't know. We can't speculate.
I know Labradors, as this is, do struggle with human semen.
Yes, it's too thick for them to... you can water it down and that will do it, but it's too thick for them to swallow. They've got a very
particularly long... Particularly a man of Alan's age, it's probably just a very sad clump.
It can get very viscous.
Yes. Wouldn't have shot out, it would have just...
Plopped out
yes, in a sorry pool.
Yes. But yeah, so yes, he's gone in. As you say, the Clifford has got the Kellybrook lookalike straddling him. She's got these lovely orby buttocks and weepy boobs, which is a great turn on, actually. Although rather counterintuitively, but yes, men find that very attractive. So he's probably gone up and nudged up against her bottom. He's reached round, he's grabbed a handful of weepy boob. Clifford's probably shuffled himself down in the bed so that Dad's got access to his very firm part. And you know, from
do you think Dad will have had a go on Clifford's part?
I think he certainly you would, wouldn't you? Even if he's sat back on it. He perhaps even inadvertently, he's a hefty guy and probably has a balance issue now with the age and weight. So he's probably accidentally stumbled back, or possibly partly deliberately lowered himself back onto Clifford. You know, who knows? We can only imagine, really, can't we, Joan?
Absolutely. But I think it feels very, very likely that that is what happened, and why Dad came down purple, and why the dog came down
gagging
on Alan Sadler's semen. I think, Margaret, these things happen.
I'm not going to sit here and judge anybody, to be honest. Are you, Joan?
Absolutely not.
Good.
Thank you, Margaret. Dear Joan and Jerrica, I read about women having torrid, illicit affairs, but no matter how much I stare at men on the tube or in libraries, they never drag me in a cupboard for sex. How can I make this happen? I'm willing to pay for a male prostitute, but I don't know where to find them. Thanks. Juliet Verley Staines.
Staines. Okay. Well, yes, we do read about women having, what is the phrase?
Torrid illicit affairs.
Torrid illicit affairs. And it's very exciting. Now, can we do it ourselves? Yes, we can pay for it. Which seems to me what you're really after here.
But actually, of course, the problem with that is it's no longer really a torrid illicit thing. I mean, it's probably illicit, but it's not spontaneous. And I think the fact you're talking about staring at people. Now, I would say there is your first alarm bell. I think staring at people on the tube and seeing your photo here as well, I think if anything, you're going to be terrifying these men.
Yes, they're probably worrying that you're going to bundle them in a cupboard and knock them over the head with a blunt instrument. So yes, you're giving out all the wrong signals, as Joan rightly says.
You say in your longer letter, should you be opening your legs on the tube?
Well, yes, that's one answer. I mean, it depends. You know, again, we haven't got a photo of you opening your legs, so we'd probably have to have one of those and have a little look. Look, see what's going on between your legs, because it may well be that that's not advisable.
Exactly. I mean, I think given your age, if you were to wear a skirt and go pantless, as you say you would like to, I do think you've got to be very careful there how much the gentlemen are going to see there.
Because yes, and if they are going to see a great deal, which sounds to me, again, from your longer letter, that you're very interested in exploring, that that what they're seeing isn't going to rather put them off.
Because I think the combination of you staring at them and then opening up your legs to some rather ravenous old growler could be very frightening.
Indeed, yes, a sort of skinned squirrel or, you know, a sort of droopy old mole of a pudenda is not going to be something that they're going to be turned on by. Or there may be the rare person who is, and yes, maybe that would be the way to meet the love of your life. But I would suggest that you'd be better off having a merkin.
Or you can get a photograph of a young, fresh vagina and simply stick that on the front of yours.
Yes, absolutely. Or take it down to Pronto Print or wherever and get it blown up to the right size, depending on what large a lady you are. They can print onto fabric these days.
So that she's quite large, would it be better for her to have a smaller one made to look more inviting?
It may well be. I mean, what I would suggest is pop into Pronto Print. They're very friendly in there and explain that you've got this photo and you'd like to have it put on a pair of pants and then say you'd like it in three different sizes. And they're terribly friendly. They're all very good at working these machines, all these young guys. They're all very techno savvy. And you'll probably be able to get their advice as to what's going to work best. The Tube is a good place to give it a go. Thames Link. Again,
I think some of those overground or more remote stations might be better than a busy tube. Although obviously there's more people on a busy tube.
Yes, but I mean, what you really want is, on some buses they have a sort of raised up seating area. If you can get yourself in the eye line of some commuters on the number 12, where, you know,
when you say eye line, are you talking about the down below thing? I mean, she seems very, very fixated on this sort of Sharon Stone type move. Is that advisable, or should she be looking at something else?
Well, it depends. You know, it's tricky, isn't it? Because yes, the Sharon Stone thing, very, very, very sexy. And yes, any lady uncrossing her legs again and again on the tube's going to attract a bit of attention. The only thing I would say is some of those tubes are very crowded, and you might end up kicking people or, you know, accidentally injuring fellow passengers who would quite rightly be rather annoyed. So my only thought was that if you could raise yourself up somehow, maybe you could take a booster seat, Charles booster seat, and pop that on the seat, then you're raised up and people can get a bit of a look without having to squat down.
Absolutely.
So I hope that's helpful.
Thank you very much, Juliet Verley from Staines. Dear Joan and Jerrica, after sex, my husband has taken to whacking my face with his penis, and I don't know how to tell him I don't like it. I'm 72, Brenda Sanderson, Sherborne.
Oh dear, Brenda, where's your sense of fun? Joan, I mean, you know, I could whack these people around the face myself sometimes. Look, you know, Brenda, sorry, what's her
Sanderson.
Name? In Sherborne, that's Dorset, is it?
Yes, it's a lovely wee place.
Is that coastal?
Not quite, on Not the way far. To. Yes.
A pebble's throw away.
Yes.
Wonderful holiday cottages down that way. I wonder if Brenda does Airbnb or anything like that.
I suspect she might. She looks like the type of lady who'd like to
cook
get
a big
her
breakfast.
Hands on some cash.
Yes, absolutely. Bless her. Well, you know, I don't know, Joan, how much time we want to spend on this letter, really. This is a very healthy man. She doesn't say how old the husband is, does she?
He's older than her. He's 84. And she says what she doesn't like is it's got all this, in the longer letter, he's got all this sort of gloopy, very, very elderly ejaculate that's very stinky, and it's all clumped on the end of his penis. And he's, you know, in many ways using her face like a dishcloth or an old tissue.
Yes. Well, what's so wrong with that would be my question, really, Brenda. I mean, let's look at this another way. You're saving on buying dishcloths and tea towels by using the face. He's saving you money and saving the climate at the same time instead.
So, as we know, semen is a very rich proteinous product. Admittedly, in an 84-year-old man, not so much. But that's going to possibly give you a little bit of a facial peel with the acidic part of it.
Yes, and bulk out the collagen cells with this, what you call, Brenda, this clumpy, stinky ejaculate. That will actually be giving you a facial moisturise. So you may well be benefiting from this. And indeed, you know, Brenda, although she's not peak condition, you know, some of her skin is looking pretty good, actually. Admittedly in patches, may be explained by this
This practice,
this whacking.
Yes.
But best of luck, to you both.
Oh, there we are then. Sadly, all we have time for.
What a shame. Yes, oh dear. Well, but we'll see you all very soon. I've got to dash, actually, Joan. I've got to pick up another batch of shiwis for Cardinal, who gets through them like nobody's business.
Does she ever use an actual toilet?
No, she doesn't. She goes in the gents. I mean, she's, as you know, she's an odd kettle of fish, really, but she's also got this extremely acidic urine, so she literally will burn through these shiwis at quite a rate. So, you know, it's quite hard to get them. Some people stopped making them, actually, Joan. I believe they haven't been a huge success. Because
no, it was like the Femidoms, which I thought were fantastic, actually.
Fun.
And saves the poor guy having to, you know, suffocate his penis.
Yes, absolutely.
But
yes, although strangely, I did see one on the pavement today.
A femidon.
A large femidon sort of on the pavement.
Could like it have been one of hers? Or
I think it probably was, because actually she went out quite early and she her bag was open. And she
do lesbians need femidons?
They don't need them, but Cardinal enjoys the sound that they make as you fumble about in in that area.
Much like a baby on one of those little mats with a sort of all the different textures.
Exactly,
and so
where they're feeling the sort of plasticky rustling bits, and indeed she had a map like that, and I sometimes wonder if she wasn't trying to recoup some of that to baby.
Well, I know you said she sometimes used to get one of those. You can get the adult size ones, can't you? And you'd find her naked there with her legs up like a baby, just fiddling about with this, that,
fiddling around and rustling things and biting things and pulling at little strings of bits and bobs, and very much enjoying herself. I mean, it's harmless fun, and I would just shut the door and pretend I haven't seen, although you'd have an image sort of burned on your retina for a 48 hours. But, you know, this is the least of my problems, really. But anyway, she's asked me, can I pick her up another batch of shiwis? So I've got to go dash off and do that. But I think they're rather, I mean, I think I'm the only person who buys them anymore, but they're not for me, if you're listening.
How do they work
at the warehouse? Well, they're essentially a sort of a little funnel. You pop them in your underwear. I think between you and I that actually you get quite a lot of overflow and flooding. But so I don't think they've been a huge hit.
I think the shampoos are quite good though.
Yes, those aren't bad actually. And they're quite handy if you're, you know, sort of stuck in a traffic jam or whatever, that you can just pop in a shampoo and it comes with a little bag and you can just have a little clearing of the bowels, often in Cardinal's case quite explosively. But yes, you know, there are all sorts of wonderful inventions around, aren't there, Joan? But this is something Cardinal's become rather fixated on.
Gosh, you really are saintly, I have to say.
Bless you, Joan.
Honestly.
Joan. Well, anything for her, keep the peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, until next time.
Indeed.